Five, four, three, two, one, fire!
You are listening to StMichaelsPod.com. We have taken over control of your iPod or other MP3 listening device. Resistance is futile at this point. God's message will not self-destruct, whether you choose to accept his mission or not. At this time, we recommend that you relax, let go, and let God.
Welcome back to StMichaelsPod.com. I'm your host, Michael Barone. You know, I always thought that I was born for greatness. Not in a prideful way, but in a way that I was supposed to do something great with my life. I've had a great run at it so far. I was not really aware of this until recently when I was interviewing for a job, and the human resources guy said to me, "We just don't ever get resumes like yours here." He was dumbfounded by the things I've accomplished in my life, which only leads me even more to my point. I always thought I was born for greatness. What's funny is that I have not achieved greatness at all, not in the way it really matters. St. Francis of Assisi said, "We are only what we are to God," or something like that. If I'd actually achieved greatness in my life, I would have given you the actual quote from St. Francis. But since, in actuality, I'm pretty far from great, we'll just have to deal with my cheap attempt to paraphrase him. His point was and is that whatever we do, it has to be with the end goal of improving our relationship with our Lord and Savior. Because ultimately our lives have to be all about Him, or we miss the boat. I'll give you an example. My wife might think I'm a great guy, but if I'm not really a great guy, who would know? The answer is, of course, God. St. Paul addresses this as well when he talks about all the great things we could do, but if we have not love, we are a clanging gong or a noisy cymbal. Again, if I had achieved even some degree of greatness in my life, I would have been able to tell you that St. Paul said that in the first verse of the 13th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians, but I couldn't tell you that off the cuff. I had to cheat and look it up. But I do find it all kind of humorous. I'm surprised with all my success that I'm not great. As a matter of fact, I'm far from it. I remain at the time of this writing a very normal and sinful human being. Don't get me wrong, I'm not living in persistent mortal sin, but let's just say I'm as vulnerable as the next guy to fall if God were to withhold his protection. So why did I think I would be great? I'm not sure. It could be that my parents raised me right. They always told their four children that we could be whatever we wanted to be as long as we put our minds to it. This is typical of good American parents. Most have said this sort of thing to their children, and most have seen a generational improvement in upward social or financial mobility. But not in my case. I find it funny that I have been in a rock band that has toured, and even featured on MTV. I have been a television producer for Mother Angelica and her wonderful Eternal Word television network. I have a college degree. I've been a Catholic youth minister for 15 plus years. I have worked as a parish DRE and even as a deanery director of youth ministry for 13 parishes. I am the co-founder and past president of the Dead Theologian Society, which is a really cool Catholic apostolate for youth with over 158 chartered chapters in the USA and even some in foreign lands. I've worked with some of the top minds in the Catholic Church, and yet none of this greatness has seemed to rub off on me. Again, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty good at parroting back what these great men and women have said. I'm just surprised that I didn't develop any, shall we say, greatness of my own. It really puzzles me. In all this, I have this nagging suspicion that I'm supposed to do something great. Not just that I should have been famous or wealthy. By the way, both of these categories have eluded me. But I still feel like I haven't achieved any real, well, greatness in my life. I was as surprised as the human resources guy, who, by the way, for all his stunnedness and fumbling over my super resume, still didn't hire me or give me a job of any kind. But I was as surprised as he was that I was sitting in his office trying to get a job with his secular company. I was, after all, supposed to be great, right? It makes me say to myself, well, perhaps this greatness thing is a little overrated. Still, there persists this nagging sensation that I have not done what I was supposed to do, or that I've not done what I was supposed to do as well as I should have done it. But this is what I think God has been showing me as of late. I was made for greatness, that part's true. What I've not understood is that we were all made for greatness. It isn't a race to see who can die with the most toys, the nicest house, or the biggest bank account. It's about who we become in God's eyes, how small we can make ourselves so that we can decrease while He increases. See, I've been stuck in a weird sort of relativism that was comparing myself to my fellow man rather than to the perfect man, Jesus Christ. It is all sorts of humbling to find this out. Of course, there were signs along the way if I had but looked. The Gospels are full of Jesus revealing this to His disciples. You think I would have gotten that by now, but as I said, I've not achieved greatness, or I would have understood all that before. But what's really cool about this is that you can now skip a few steps toward this truth. That is to say, if for some strange reason you were impressed by the things I have achieved, or if for some reason you were looking hard to attain those kinds of successes, you can lay your burden down now, so to say, and skip ahead. Go ahead to go and collect your 200 spiritual dollars. Here's how. Now, this is the sadness of our lack of good catechesis nowadays. In the old Baltimore Catechism, it asked the question, why did God make me? The answer was to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, and to be happy with Him in this life and the next. If we get that, we really get it all. We really do achieve greatness. The funny thing is that this greatness that we've been seeking all along is not ours at all. It's His. And it's easier to find than we make it. So I still feel like I should be great, because I know I should be great in Him. After all, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it will yield a rich harvest. This week, when we celebrate the High Holy Days, where Jesus Christ died and resurrected for us, just keep in mind that we're all called to die to ourselves so that we can be resurrected in Him. Therein lies true greatness. May His peace be with you. This is Mike Barone from stmichaelspod.com. God bless you.